America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What can Andrew Berry do to save his job? If anybody has any ideas, let us know. We are open to good ideas.
Well, I think the first thing he's going
to... I am discovering a few.
Okay, the first thing I would say is it's not something that fans are going to necessarily care about, but don't you think the first thing is convincing Jimmy Haslam that they are not in the state of affairs that so many people think they are? I think, was it Mark Ross recently came on
yesterday,
our station?
Yeah.
You've had other people, either former personnel guys around the league or GMs, they've said, man, the Browns are in a brutal spot with the cap situation.
Mm-hmm.
Just considering where they're at with dead money and they're older. That normally does not bode well. So he has to now convince Jimmy Haslam that they're not in some untenable spot, that they can turn it around.
Do you think he thinks he's in jeopardy?
How could he not?
Well, you know,
he knows their record.
Mary Kay brought up that the only thing that was definitive from him yesterday was that Kevin Stefanski is going to be the head coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like everything else, he talked around every other subject, specifically Deshaun Watson and his future with the team. There's always been this, they got their extensions together, they're tied together type of thing. I don't know. He didn't come off to me as a guy who thought that his future was in jeopardy at all yesterday. He didn't. Those guys start answering a little more definitively, don't they?
Boy, I wonder. I'd love to go back now and listen to John Dorsey before things got really messy.
Well, those
at the
wheels
end.
Fell off quick.
It did happen so fast that I just think sometimes these guys do get blindsided by it. And think about it this way. Like, Jimmy Haslam might be telling him...
All he had to do was not hire Freddie Kitchens as head coach.
Well,
I'm telling you guys, it's as simple as that.
So Jimmy might be...
Whoop the hell.
In their conversation, in their reporting, or any time that Andrew Berry briefs ownership on where the team is and how they're on a certain path or whatever, even with whatever setbacks the 2-7 mean to them, I'm sure that Jimmy... Is all right, okay. Like he's not going to go, well, you need to get to this or we're firing you. That's not really how it works. It's just you're trusted, you're a confidant until you're not, until you get blindsided,
yeah.
Until somebody else ends up climbing over you. In the NFL front office, that happens all the time with power struggles. Now, I've wondered out loud, if these guys are all thought partners, if they're all on the same page, if they're all collaborating, if they're all making decisions, I'm putting my hands together repeatedly.
But if,
yeah, they
for
can't
the camera.
See you. I'm thinking,
this,
I'm looking the other way. I'm
the
sorry.
Four previous seasons, wasn't Paul D. Podesta in some sort of role that was above him?
That's why.
Even if they weren't, technically his boss, yeah. It always felt, and he's been told since Greenbrier at least, because we have him saying that Paul would be transitioning to a new role.
Yeah.
So why would he not think, well, I'm the power guy now?
Well,
why
so
do you think I'm mad? Why
so,
do you think I'm mad
well, so
when
think
you
about
basically
this way.
Absolve him of his responsibility?
If Paul was the architect, I'm just throwing out one theory. If Paul was the architect of the Deshaun Watson trade.
The building's coming in.
Given how substantial that trade was, and then you hear in the offseason that he's not being extended, but your GM and your coach are. I mean, just do the math on that. Like, you can be a great thought partner. You can be a trusted executive within any corporation. But if there's a move where you had the faith in the owner and then that move turns out to be what people are calling the worst move in NFL history, don't you think you lose some trust?
Everyone.
Yeah, doesn't that, even if you've made, even if the 10 things you've done before that were excellent, but then you have a blunder like this where you have executives now going on radio stations saying, yeah, I don't know how the Browns are going to dig themselves out of this. That's a catastrophic move. Like, you're just going to lose trust. That's going to happen in any relationship.
Yeah. You said earlier that you would separate from Andrew Berry. Have you calmed down now, or do you still believe the same?
I think I would. I think this organization is now going to be in need of, especially if they're all calling themselves thought partners, and it's leading to this. And it's leading 5 years later to what I believe to be. This is my take. I've heard others totally disagree with me. I don't think they have enough young talent. And the only way to do that is the draft. And I don't trust this guy to go to the draft. Like, they can do more shortcut moves. Andrew Berry's done a bunch of shortcut moves, not just Deshaun Watson. You know, the way they retool the line every year is a shortcut move. They did not put together a running back room worthy of the AFC North and the Cleveland Browns this year. They just didn't. Zach Jackson has been all over that. They've gotten older in free agency. In fact, two of the guys that you brought in free agency, one was supposed to be a special teams maven, another was supposed to be on the defensive line. Neither of them are today playing football for the Cleveland Browns. Those are the moves on the margins that the smart, really good front offices used to really take the team to the next level. And last year they did some of that. They also got really lucky. The kicker, that was luck, right? Having Kareem Hunt still be available, that was luck. And he had happened to be here before and from here, and he lived here. So that was easy. Like, they made Joe Flacco not having a job, that was luck. Imagine if they didn't have Joe Flacco last year. I don't look at those moves as savvy front office moves. I looked at those as, hey, they got lucky. I'm glad they made those moves. And we gave Berry some credit. I just don't want to give him a ton of credit, because if none of those guys were even available, you'd have been screwed. This team would have missed the playoffs. And then last year was a big reason, a feather in the cap for the organization and the head coach. In all reality, a year later, was that because of a savvy front office, or did they just get lucky? I tend to think they just got lucky and caught a heater, you know, at the right time. Remember, those players weren't even at Greenbrier. They weren't even a part of this team to start the year. So I think the proof is in the pudding that this front office.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They need a fresh perspective, a fresh angle. And it's tough to do that without cleaning house.
What scares me, though, is that, you know, my whole focus is, what do you replace them with? You have to get better. So you can't just get mad. Like, people get mad and they go, I want them fired. Yeah. Okay, well, what are you going to replace them with? I know everybody's pissed, but what are you going to do to fix it? And just firing them ain't the answer, because you got to have somebody there.
Well, the answer is who you hire. Yes, but I agree with you there.
My issue is, my fear is, what they've done is they've completely, it's been a giant pendulum from one extreme to the other. Like, when Sashi Brown was let go, they brought in John Dorsey. John Dorsey talks about real football players, and John Dorsey is a man's man. And I like John Dorsey a ton. But John's fatal flaw, and I mean that in this sense, is that he wanted control. He wanted power. I think his ego got involved with Kansas City, where he was let go in Kansas City. They've gone on to tremendous things. Brett Veach has been given a lot of credit, and so has Andy Reid. And John Dorsey made some damn fine choices for that organization and has never really gotten the credit that he deserves nationally from the general talk show host, pundit, whatever. From insiders and stuff, there's people go, man, John really knows how to pick some players. He's picked a couple of boobs, but so does everybody. He knows how to pick some football players. And what John has done best is John has been able to mix some of the stuff where you do have some numbers being brought through, but also emotions. Guys who, because we've argued about whether or not momentum's real. Momentum's 100% real if you stand on a sideline of any level of football. And he was able to find some of those guys later on that would help. But then he picked Freddie to be the head coach. Freddie was a disaster because he wanted his power, and then John was gone. And they went back to Paul DiPodesta, very, very, very cerebral thinking. There is no such thing as momentum. There is no such thing as emotions here. And then you end up picking guys that aren't good fits for your locker room, signing guys who aren't good fits for your locker room, guys who I have to say are locker room cancers over the past few years, and you've been able to with some of the picks, get through that, but now I think the chickens are coming home here. And again, you're falling into the same problems that you fell into before with Baker Mayfield. It's taxing on a guy. Like somebody asked me, this is at the Bengals game, and they go, do some of the guys not like him? I go, there's definitely going to be some guys who don't care for him, and we've talked about that on the air. Why? Because of the type of guy he is? I go, no. I go, it's a workplace. It's the same thing that's happened with him that happened with Baker. You get tired of being asked whether or not you think your quarterback sucks. And that is what has been just drowning them from the years of Baker. And he had a good year. He had a couple good years here. And then this has been with Deshaun Watson. Last year, did anybody have to ask whether or not Joe Flacco was good? They knew Joe Flacco's pedigree. And then he came out and he played pretty well. And they didn't have to be asked that question because it was like, I can't believe you guys are winning any of these games. So it's such a surprise. And their culture was great. Now you're being asked again whether or not your quarterback is even going to be here next year and whether or not you think he sucks. In not so many words, but really whether or not you think he sucks. That kills a culture. And it's based on what they did. Like, I look at that 2023 draft, guys. I mean, Siaki Ika is a miss. In the third round, that is not good. Don't get me wrong. But DeJuan, we'll see more of Isaiah McGuire. Look good on special teams. Has looked good when he's been on the field. DTR is a backup. Maybe he'll be a starter for a few games here and there during his career. I do not have as much faith in DTR as what some people make it out to be. I think they just want something to believe in. I think that's unfair to DTR. Cam Mitchell's good, and if Luke Whippler could stay healthy, God bless him, maybe he'd be all right. But
Ken,
is that enough? Is that enough?
You're mentioning, guys, look at what Detroit and Brad Holmes have been able to do over the last few years. Look at the Owens, Kansas City Chiefs,
but
what they have done in the draft the last few years. Guys, it crushes what the Browns have done.
And
I know
we
didn't have the first-round picks.
And
I get that.
Yes.
But that's part of the story.
And I get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying. But what Detroit has done is, I mean, this was a time, you had a point where the owner had to go out there and hold a press conference out in their facility and give the terrible, what was it, Sheila Ford had to give the terrible vote of confidence to Dan Campbell because they started off 1-6 and people thought that he was gone. It was year two and people thought that he was gone. And now they're competing for a Super Bowl this year. They stayed the course. Jared Goff ended up being, they were able to take care of him because he's been proven. If you could actually, and I know this is crazy, coach a player and be with a player, not just say, well, if he can't put it on autopilot and we can't just go out and win, then he sucks and we have to go find somebody else. But, you know, actually have coaches that can coach the guy, you find out you're a pretty good franchise. And then you can take guys and you don't have to put everything on them to be able to buoy your franchise if things go poorly. And remember, they were in some tough spots. They were in some really tough spots on that football team. I mean, Aaron Glenn, they wanted him fired 2 years in a row. They wanted Aaron Glenn let go. And they held on to Aaron Glenn, and he's looked better with their defense over these last couple of years. And by the way, look who Ben Johnson, they're going to make him a head coach at some point here. We'll find out whether or not he can manage people. You know who's an assistant quarterback coach on that roster, on that coaching staff? You know who's an assistant quarterback coach on this? You ain't going to guess it.
No.
No, I know you ain't going to guess
idea.
It. JT Barrett's an assistant quarterback coach on that coaching staff. Mark Brunell is a quarterback coach on that coaching staff. You're helping out Jared Goff, a guy who has talent. You know has talent. And now they're able to go out and they're doing it. Like, we always focus on, well, we get the quarterback and he just has to figure it out. And then if he sucks, he sucks and we just move on. Got to be able to have those guys. And it still goes back to, did Alex Van Pelt say something that people didn't want to hear at the wrong time? Is that why? Because I know Alex Van Pelt did a pretty good job with Baker when Baker wasn't injured.
And that's how that works, right?
He did a pretty damn good job with Joe.
That's how it works, though. When a guy tells you things like he's beyond solving, then they got to get rid of you because you're the easy guy to get rid of in that case.
He might have said the wrong thing at the wrong time.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.